The EPA says a market-based approach to reducing water pollution would save the government billions of dollars in enforcement measures and result in cleaner rivers and lakes. It would work like this. Companies that clean up wastewater beyond the EPA standards would get credits. Then those companies could sell their credits to companies that cannot meet EPA standards. Some environmentalists worry that system will legitimize polluters, so long as they can pay the price. But the EPA's Tracy Meehan calls the trade a means to an end.
And the end is the attainment of water quality standards. That is part of the landscape under the Clean Water Act already, or the watershed, if you will. In other words, our policy does not allow any trading that would exceed those water quality standards.
But targeting water pollution is complicated. It can come from farm fields or pesticides from your neighbor's lawn. They'll have to figure out how to measure that before a water pollution credit market can be established. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jenny Lawton.